The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back as we head into Hour 2 this Thursday, September 17th, 2020, Constitution Day. If you missed my monologue on what Constitution Day means and its importance to me, you can get it on YouTube by going to youtube.com and putting 960 The Patriot in the search window there. Hit subscribe. It's all free. It was a couple months back when I got a call from one Mike McCormick, who was calling, I believe, from Maryland, if I'm not mistaken, as a listener. And we had him on, and it turned out in the course of our discussion, he was a bit of a Joe Biden expert, having written a book on Joe Biden called Joe Biden Unauthorized and the 2020 Crack-Up of the Democratic Party. Since that time, I've seen some other interviews with Mike McCormick, and we were emailing today, and I said, Mike, let's come on. Mike, how are you, man? You doing well?
Doing well.
Thanks for reaching out to us when you did in the first place. Thanks for your book. Thanks for all your work. To remind people of why you know so much about Joe Biden could write this book, Joe Biden Unauthorized, briefly remind our audience of who you are and how you got to be an expert on Joe Biden.
Well, right, Seth. I worked as a White House stenographer in the White House from 2002 to 2018. I worked for the Bush administration, the Obama administration, and a year for Trump. And from 2011 through 2017, when they finally left the White House, I worked as Joe Biden's stenographer. And I transcribed everything he said to the press. So when the press were present and he was speaking to them in an interview or a briefing or something like that, I was there to record it and make the official transcript. And I also travel with him. So I travel with him to Ukraine. I travel with him to Russia. I travel with him to Poland, China. And I wrote about that in the book, Joe Biden Unauthorized. By the way, it's on Amazon. It's also on my website, joebidenunauthorized.com. And if you buy it on my website, I donate 10% to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund.
Nice.
I just started doing that since the last time.
What a nice move. What a good deal.
It's a great group. You know, before I was in the White House, I was a court reporter in District Court and Superior Court in Maryland, and police officers are the unsung heroes of our lives.
You bet.
We just got to get back. So that's one way I do.
Good. Thank you, Mike. I'll refer people to either your website, which is, say it again, JoeBidenUnauthorized.com?
JoeBidenUnauthorized.com.
Right, or Amazon, the author, our guest, is Mike McCormick. Speaking of writing down everything he said and having the job and responsibility for doing so, Mike, something, at least, I've watched Joe Biden, never as closely as you, but I've watched him for years, having been involved with things, you know, he was responsible for, particularly when he was in the Senate, judiciary and foreign relations, a little less so as vice president. But there is something different about Joe Biden now, isn't there? I mean, I don't want to lead the witness. You tell me. But the idea that he is either uncomfortable in front of the press is a new idea, is a new concept, or that he can get so mangled up and tangled up in his own sentences is something I never used to see. Something has changed here, or has it? You were responsible for writing down things he said as he spoke. Could you do it today?
Well, I tell people, you know, being Joe Biden's stenographer, if they paid me by the word, I'd have more money than Trump.
I understand. Yes, yes, yes. He was,
guy loves to talk. He talks and talks and talks.
Right.
And he'd go off on tangents. He doesn't do that anymore. I watched him in that Democratic National Convention speech. It was a verbatim speech. There were about 5 points in the speech where, in the past, I've heard him hit those points, and he would go off on a tangent about his family or about some meeting he had. He didn't do that.
Yeah.
And so, to me, he's reading it right off a teleprompter.
Yeah.
And actually, recently, even a little more troubling than that, I think, is the last couple of days I noticed, if you look at his ears closely, he came out and he did this speech in the middle of a field in Delaware.
Yeah, I saw it.
And if you also look at the time when he's dancing behind the podium with the cell phone,
right,
he turns his head sideways in that cell phone video.
Yeah.
But in the field of Delaware, he never turns his head. He's like this rock solid, locked into the podium thing.
Yeah.
And that's not Joe Biden. And I think what I saw is he has something in his ear. They may be using like an earphone to tell him what to say.
Oh, that's
as
interesting.
He's standing there.
Oh, so he's being transmitted. That's interesting.
Right. Yeah.
But do you attribute this to quote from Joe Rogan, to cognitive decline or just something not the same? I mean, we can chalk it up to something not right, certainly.
He doesn't seem as spry. He doesn't have the vitality he used to have. Just watch him walk.
Yeah.
Just watch him sort of move. He's got a little more hunch to him.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a pretty dynamic guy in 2017, and he's not that guy anymore.
So that was my memory, too. I mean, people say, well, you know, you have to forgive me. He has a stutter. I never saw it. It never came out. I mean, I watched those judiciary hearings throughout the 90s and throughout the 2000s. It wasn't there. There was no stutter. This was a man who loved to, as you say, engage verbally and go off and long, and he just can't do it anymore.
Right. Yeah. That's right. And
go ahead.
So on the, you know, back to the book, I mean, we're at a big point in the Joe Biden story that I pulled out, that I put it down on record. On next week, there's talk that the Senate committee, the Homeland Security Committee for Governmental Affairs, they're the ones that are looking into this Hunter Biden background in the Burisma.
Yeah.
I think they're supposed to come out with a report. They're supposed to be hard-hitting. Frankly, I think they're going to wussy out. I think they're going to kick the can down the road. I think there should be a grand jury investigation into what Hunter Biden did, what Joe Biden lied about, and what Barack Obama knew. Because as you read in my book, Barack Obama knew something was wrong with the Biden. He confronted Joe Biden through his interlocutor, David Axelrod, in a special one-on-one meeting. It didn't go well. Biden ignored him. And a month after that meeting, Biden went to the money laundering capital of the world, Cyprus, which is where the Burisma Holdings was registered.
Oh, is that right?
Headquartered in Ukraine, but registered in Cyprus. And that was a mysterious trip because there was no press on it. And there wasn't a lot of reporting. There's only local reporting sort of, you know, here he is, he's doing these meetings, but it's really hard to tell what really happened there, and that has to be brought out, in my opinion, in a grand jury investigation.
Mike, whether it's grand jury or journalism that brings it out, can you help me understand why, you know, there is so much there, and you, of course, lay it out, a lot of it in your book, but you know, I understand the journalist's desire to not have Donald Trump as president. I understand the journalist's desire to be left-wing and prefer a left-wing administration than a conservative one. But still, why? I mean, it is so odd that the journalists will not do any deep dive here, and it wouldn't have to be that deep. I mean, they could easily start with your book and get the roadmap and go from there. Isn't it kind of curious that we're not seeing any of this? Beyond partisanship, it's just very curious to me. Maybe there's no explanation.
It is curious, and you know, as part of it, in June, I sent a copy of my book to every member of that Senate Homeland Security Committee, including your senator there in Arizona, Senator Sinema.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say your name?
Yeah, yes, yes. Martha, excuse me, so Kirsten Sinema, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got it, and so did Kamala Harris was on that committee. And I didn't hear a peep out of them. But that's how I stand behind what I found. I got this information from White House docs. It's bona fide. And nothing came out of it. It wasn't, I mean, you were the first one that I talked to on the phone. You said, I'm going to buy the book.
Yeah.
I thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
And it's been picking up steam ever since. And I really appreciate you saying that, Seth,
you
and
bet.
Doing that. That was a big deal.
Well, I appreciated you calling and reaching out. Yeah, you bet. Mike, let me talk to you about a few different things. Do you have some time? I'm going to hit a break in about a second. Can you stay with me a little longer?
Absolutely.
Okay,
sure.
Great. Let me hit the break real quick, and we'll come back on the other side. We're talking to Mike McCormick, his book, Joe Biden Unauthorized. Joe Biden Unauthorized, and the 2020 crack-up of the Democratic Party. You can get it from Amazon, or you can go to the website joebidenunauthorized.com. This is a man who worked with Joe Biden for years. He was responsible for writing down everything Joe Biden says. As we head to the break, we'll come back with Mike McCormick on the other side. Let me just put in a word for Balance of Nature, my favorite product that I take, and I endorse it because I do take it. Balance of Nature gives you fruits and vegetables in capsule form, just a daily dose of vegetarian capsules, and you get tens of thousands of vital nutrients from bananas, blueberries, oranges, zucchini, spinach, garlic, cayenne pepper. They have a great deal right now at Balance of Nature, where they're offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of their fruits and veggies. So give them a call at 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code BALANCE to energize yourself naturally with the fruits and vegetables of Balance in Nature. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. It's a delight to have Mike McCormick with us. He's the author of Joe Biden Unauthorized and the 2020 crack-up of the Democratic Party. We could spend hours talking about Joe Biden's career. A couple things I wanted to highlight for the audience, though, if I could with you, Mike, and have you enlighten us a little bit. One of the things Joe Biden likes to brag about, he had some ads running here on it, has to do with his ability, his expertise at dealing with unforeseen pandemics. And he talks about how great a job he did when the swine flu broke out in 2009. That was not my memory of it. And I went back and looked, and I was reading stories about how I'm trying to remember the name of the first press secretary, but even the Department of Homeland Security, Napolitano.
Gibbs.
Yeah, that's it. Gibbs. Gibbs. They were all having to do cover for Joe Biden. They were all having to kind of backtrack on what he said and get him to retract some of what he said when he scared the living daylights out of America by saying he wouldn't go on an airplane or a subway. Do you remember that? It's not such a great record for him to be bragging about, is it?
You know, I do remember it, but I got it. There's a time and period in my career at the White House where I actually wasn't in the White House. From 2007 to 2010, I was doing another job down in Richmond. I took a break from the Bush years and then left and then came back in the downturn. The economic downturn, I got my job back, which was great. So my awareness of the Obama White House kind of starts with the oil spill there in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yep, I remember that.
I just remember that. I kind of remember Joe. They never talked about the swine flu when I was there. He talked a lot about the Recovery Act and you know, his great job there. Didn't really see that happening, you know, over the course of the 8 years of the Obama administration.
He likes to brag about his work in Central America, too. I think a lot of that is responsible for the problems we have at the border.
Absolutely.
You want to say a word or two about that, particularly Honduras? The Honduras situation, you know, that should have been 10 stories in 20 movies, and it just kind of isn't.
Yeah, Joe Biden has a cocaine problem, and no one talks about it. And the cocaine problem Joe Biden has is that from 2014 to 2016, through his pet project called the Alliance for Prosperity, this was designed to counter the migrant the crisis at the southern border of the unaccompanied minors leaving out of the Northern Triangle country, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. So Joe sets up this program. He starts throwing money down there. And over the course of those 3 years, he threw $500 million into Honduras. It went straight in the hands of drug dealers. The president of the country, his brother was convicted not quite a year ago, in October 2019, in New York's Southern District of New York, bringing 200,000 kilos of cocaine from 2004 to 2018. This is Joe Biden basically giving money to the top level of the cartels. And what's really tragic is at the bottom level of the supply chain, there was his son in Washington living the sleazy life and doing cocaine while his dad was in the White House. I mean, this is not a family you want to put back in the White House and have and acknowledge of, you know, and believe it, that believe they can you can trust them about drug policy. Mm-hmm. They just can't be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
On that topic, I'm going to be having a office talk with a friend of mine. She's running for the Arizona House Representative. Her name is Liz Harris.
Oh, yes. We've had Liz on the show. Right. Big fan.
Yeah, and I'm going to be doing a volunteer author talk for her. She's a Facebook friend. She's one of the few people on Facebook who is reasonable and mature, and believe me, she stands out like a sore thumb because of that.
Mm.
So we've been Facebook friends. She told me she's running. I said, I'll do an author talk for her. So if you, it'll be October 8th from 6 to 7:30, and if you want to sign up for it, go to VoteLizHarris.com. And sign up for her. It's, you know, she'll pay her a donation and then sign in for the, we'll do it on Zoom to offer talk. It should be really interesting.
Oh, let me remind the audience, we had Liz Harris on. She's the candidate for the State House who got all those nasty, terrible messages, who was targeted for merely standing at a rally in support of the police. The kinds of messages and texts that you wouldn't wish really on your worst enemy. And she is a solid person. So thank you for associating with her. That's a great piece of work, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah, she's a good. She's she's a mom and she's a concerned citizen and she's running for office. And there's no need for this vicious political climate that we're going through.
There is.
So,
there is if it's a revolution that you seek. And a lot of people have talked about our times as a cultural civil war. And you say, I think it's a revolution. I think when you look at them trying to change the founding date of our country, I think when you look at the philosophies the Democratic Party is granting to be seen as acceptable from socialism to now Marxism, I think we're looking at something much more than a civil war. I think we're looking at a political revolution here. In fact, that is the phrase Bernie Sanders used when he announced himself for president. That's I really worry about this country. And if we don't have more Liz Harris's, we're going to have more Ilhan Omar's.
Right. And I think Liz is going to do a great job, and I think she's going to win.
I think so
people realize that there's going to be a red wave. People don't get it, but I think there really is. Liz is going to win. She's going out there backing the police. She's a tough candidate, and, you know, it's her first time running. She's going to surprise people.
Yeah, she's going to do great. Listen, I have a couple minutes with you if you want them, and I wanted to talk to you, Mike, because you have something. I hear him say it all the time. I give you my word as a Biden. That's the title of one of your chapters. What does that mean to the? Tell the audience what that means, my word as a Biden.
Well, Joe used to say that about, you know, he kind of would talk about family.
Yeah.
He'd talk about his family. And, you know, it's interesting because when Joe Biden, this is something people don't really talk about. But when Joe Biden talked about becoming the vice president, he didn't want the job. He had to be talked into it. He wanted to be the Senate Foreign Committee.
Oh, yeah, no, he was a powerful chairman, you bet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he didn't really want to be the second in command. It was his mom who said, look, Joe, Joey, she always called him, you wanted this civil rights program for years. This is your chance to really help the civil rights president, you know, get in the office. So he went with that. But, you know, since then, his mom's passed away. His son, totally blocked.
I'm sorry, which one? Hunter, were you talking about?
No, not Hunter. His older son who died.
Bo,
it was totally blocked. His name.
That happens to me, too.
You know, he died. And so in the chapter I talk about kind of Joe's approach to his family, they did a stalwart job standing up for Bo at his funeral. That was a tough day for his dad.
Yep.
He really stood by the dignity of the family to do that. So that was, I don't dislike Joe Biden. I don't think he is corrupt. He was corrupt in Burisma with the Burisma Holdings thing. He's careless. He's easily bullied by dictators overseas in China and Russia. That's in the book. He's not tough. He wouldn't be a tough president. He'd be a pushover president. You can't vote him in. But on one hand, he's done a lot for the country. There are some good aspects to what he's done. And so that's my word of the Biden.
No, good. Listen, I want people to go check it out. JoeBidenUnauthorized.com, and 10% of the profits go to support our fallen police officers. Mike McCormick, thank you very, very much for your work here and for checking in with us.
Seth, thanks so much. You guys have a great night, a great afternoon, and look forward to talking with Liz on October 8th.
You got it. God bless. For all your social media conferencing needs, I want you to check out Squad Pod, squadpod.com/Seth. They've got a ton of great features the other guys don't have, but what they don't do is what's special. They don't use third parties. They don't track or monitor your conversations. They do not sell customer profiles. They're all about free speech and your privacy. You can collaborate with all your teams, screen share, share files, video conference, chat privately. For all your video and social media conferencing needs, check out squadpod.com/Seth. Rob is in Surprise. Hello, Rob.
Well, hi, Seth. Mike McCormick, what a great guest, and I'm going to have to get his book.
He's a great guy, yeah. He called into us. I didn't even know he existed, you know? He called into us one day about a month or two ago.
Yeah, I think that something, obviously, he's been in the front lines of, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And probably has a lot of things that people need to know that probably most people don't know.
Yeah, there just seems to be a real lack of journalistic curiosity, right? Journalistic reporting. This man has been around so long, and we just, aside from his biography that he tells us, we don't know very much, and yet there seems to be more and more there, whether it has to do with his sons and their business dealings or whether it has to do with the false narratives that he tries to put up about his accomplishments. There's just a lot there to mine.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think even more importantly, we all need to know, in your listening audience, what is up between Bill and this Conrad thing.
Sure. I will tell you about that. But you know, Bill is a curious man. My producer, Bill, is a very curious person. So, for instance, today, do you ever wear a T-shirt that has a name on it? Maybe not your own, a name not your own on it. You know, maybe it's a product.
Maybe.
It's a great sports player. Maybe it's a musician or a band. It's a concert T-shirt.
Yeah.
So he walks in today with this T-shirt emblazoned across the front. Is the name Hurley. Hurley. And I said to him, what is that about? Who's Hurley? And he says, I don't really know. I said, why are you wearing it? He said, well, it was given to me as a gift. How do you know Hurley isn't some terrible Marxist or fascist? I mean, what Hurley? Bill, do you have anything to say in defense of you? You just, anyone can give you their name and you'll wear it? I mean, it's not a brand. There's no brand called Hurley.
That's interesting. I wonder if it was an athletic sportswear thing.
There were some baseball players named Hurley, maybe. I don't know. But I call him Conrad. I call him Conrad now because I'll be in here doing show prep or watching a Joe Biden speech or a Donald Trump press conference, and he'll walk in, scratching his head, saying, did you ever stop to think and consider and whatever, nothingness, unimportant, things I don't care about? And he'll go on and on and on. And then I'll just ask something quickly for him, you know, to occupy him and to get him going. And he'll raise a whole series of questions about, well, do you want it this way or that way? The point is, I don't even care. I don't even want it. I'm trying to get him out of my office. And it reminded me of the guy Conrad on Seinfeld, who was his cabinet maker. Do you remember Conrad the cabinet maker? And he would just ask Jerry question after question after question to no end, no good end.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, there was the actress Elizabeth Hurley, who, if I remember right, was kind of a babe.
Yeah.
But I don't think
Bill knows who she is.
Well, that's the problem. Then.
Yeah, if he's dealing with a phone call right now, answering a phone call right now. But if I were to tell him that, he would come back at Elizabeth Hurley. You say, was she in the 60s and the 50s and the 40s? He'd ask me a Gatling gun full of questions that I don't care about.
And most people probably don't.
Yes.
Know that.
Yes. Yep. If only there was a machine he could go to look these things up.
If only.
Yeah.
Well, there was something called Google, but we know how that turned out.
Yeah.
One of the things that I had thought about during your incredibly great monologue, and I don't want to go into one of those eminentize the eschaton moments, but maybe I will. I don't know. But it has a lot to do with, first of all, today's Constitution Day.
Yes.
Second of all, I think it's a really good time to point out the differences between the success of the American Revolution and the French Revolution, which obviously didn't turn out so
No,
good.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
yeah.
But I'm hearing music. So
well, that's right. Do you want to hold? You want to hold on that point?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah,
here's what I got to do. I'm going to have Kelly Ward on, then I'll come back to you. You're welcome to hold if you'd like, Rob. And I'm getting okay, my phones are now full. My phone lines are now completely full. Hurley, Hurley, Hurley. I obviously stepped into it. We'll clear it up. We'll be right back. It's a great market for selling your house, but you don't want to just depend on a great market. You want to depend on someone who knows about the marketing. So if you are thinking about or planning on selling your home, call the only real estate agent I would call if I were selling my home. And that's James Wexler of JMG Real Estate. James Wexler guarantees to sell your home at market value, or he'll pay the difference. He can also make you an upfront guaranteed offer within 24 hours. He sells more homes, over $500,000, than any other agent in Phoenix and Scottsdale. There's a reason the Phoenix Business Journal ranks James the number one selling individual agent in Arizona, because he is. Give him a call at 480-386-0711 or visit him at jameswexler.com. That's jameswexler.com to get the highest possible offer on the sale of your home. Delight to bring back Kelly Ward, the chairwoman of the Arizona Republican Party. You have been busy, Kelly. We thank you for joining us. How are you?
Hey, Seth. It's great to be with you. Yes, this has been such a busy week. You know, the president was in town on Monday. Ivanka was here yesterday. The vice president is going to be here tomorrow. We've had trainings. We've had candidate forums online on Facebook Live, the state of the race. Introducing candidates. We've done media. We've made phone calls. We've knocked doors. Yes, it's busy.
It's busy. And it's busy with the visiting. Kelly, when Ivanka comes, when the president comes, and you'll be with the vice president or the second lady tomorrow, what is the unified theme they're hammering home? What is the thing that seems to resonate most with the audiences?
You know, it's just the whole package. So on Monday, it was interaction with Latino business owners,
yep.
Real interaction,
yep.
Not the Kamala Harris version of zooming in, speaking for 6 minutes and zooming out. It's like she's on a broom. No, just kidding.
I do want to highlight that very important point. No, that was a story that came and went. It's important. She did a big deal about speaking to a Hispanic conference. She introduced it for 5 minutes and left. And that was it. Donald Trump sat there. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yep. But that's what the media is basically giving her credit and credibility for interacting with Latinos. When she called in, she talked at them. She did not talk with them.
Right.
She did not listen to them. She did not interact with them at all. She talked at them, and then she was gone.
Right.
She never set foot here on Arizona soil. Donald Trump came. He spent hours with us in Arizona with Latino business owners. I have to tell you, they were amazing. They got a platform to share their stories, to share their successes, share their support for the president. And he sat there and he listened to them. He laughed with them. He commiserated with them. He interacted with them. And we got to see the real Donald Trump there, and I wish more people got to.
Well, that's one of the great things about these visits, of course, is they is more and more people do get their various chances. And that's I love that he keeps coming here, and he's bolstered by coming here. I know he is. I remember all those trips he did in 2016 to places that he didn't even necessarily need to go to in Yavapai County and places like that. The vice president will be highlighting what, Kelly?
Veterans. He's going to be talking about the successes with veterans, the Real Choice Act that actually has gotten care for our veterans community, the fake thing that they put forth under Obama. It was just a sham. It was high-level, upper-crust people at the VA trying to make bonuses on the backs of veterans without giving them care, and it was ridiculous. And now, I mean, how many veterans have you heard out there complaining about being unable to get care compared to when Obama was in office?
Right.
For those 8 years.
Right. It's a non-story because it's a non-story.
Right.
Right.
Yes. And, I mean, you know, he has strengthened our military, not because he wants to be the policeman of the world, not because he wants to nation build, which he's proving every day. And the D.C. swamp is rearing its ugly head about that. He wants us to follow the Reagan doctrine of peace through strength. So, yes, we have a very strong military, but, yes, he is bringing our troops home. He is the only president, I believe, in many, many years who hasn't gotten us into a new war.
That's right.
Remember that the Republicans, I mean, even Lindsey Graham and some other, you know, high-level muckety-muck Republicans told him, don't take out Soleimani. Don't take out al-Baghdadi. That's going to cause instability in the region. Don't recognize Jerusalem as the capital. That'll cause instability. And here he is signing the Abraham Accords, a historic moment in our world's history. And the media is poo-pooing it and not even covering it. And it's
Nancy Pelosi called it a distraction. It blew me away. And I got to tell you, his connection with police officers, Kamala Harris goes to California 2 days ago to not visit the sheriff's deputies who were shot in Los Angeles, but to talk about nature, climate, fire.
Yeah.
You know, she can go to Kenosha and talk about Jacob Blake as being proud of him. Could she not go to Los Angeles in her home state and talk about sheriff's deputies she's proud of, especially those who were shot?
Right. She has no credibility in that arena, because as the top law enforcement author in California, she touted one thing, and now on the campaign trail, she says the complete opposite. The Democrats are liars. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. They're liars. They're hypocrites. They think Americans are dumb and uninformed, and that they hate Trump so much that they're going to be able to take home the prize of the White House and steal our very nation, our very freedom, our very liberty right out from under all the rest of us who love the American exceptionalism and the exceptional America that we live in.
Kelly, well said. I mean, really well said. And I know how busy you are. I almost have to take you off the trail to talk to us, because we all want you busy. I get calls from time to time, people saying, what can I do to help? What can I do to help? You tell them to go to azgop.com. What do you want them to do?
Yep, azgop.com, and click the volunteer button. So you can sign up to volunteer. You can also click the donate button. We always take donations as well, contributions, to get Republicans elected. You can also go to defendyourballot.com. If you want honest elections with integrity, you need to be a part of it. Defendyourballot.com. We are creating an election day and election season operation like has never been seen in the state of Arizona and really across the entire nation. So sign up there. Make sure that your friends and family are registered to vote. You have until October 5th to do it. azgop.com/register. And you can and you will make a difference in saving this country.
Fantastic, Kelly. Thanks for stopping by. Can you hold on a second? I just want to chat with you real quickly on a scheduling thing right after this break, if you don't mind holding with me one moment. I'm Seth Leibson. We'll be right back. Before we go, let me tell you about Dinesh D'Souza's latest film. It's called Trump Card, and it's an expose of the socialism, corruption, and gangsterism that defines the modern Democratic Party. The film reveals what's unique about modern socialism, who's behind it, why it's evil, and how we can work with President Trump to stop it. Pre-order your DVD and video on demand now at WatchTrumpCard.com. That's WatchTrumpCard.com. We'll be right back. Every step you take. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. Rob, you have been patient, but you and I have to do a little business here. Is that okay? Because
absolutely,
after
Seth.
Talking about Bill, the producer, and the Hurley T-shirt, I locked up the phones with people calling in saying, Hurley's a clothing manufacturer. Hurley's a clothing manufacturer. I got tons of emails. And
well, it's true.
Well, yes. And if Bill's shirt were about that, we would have no issue. But the reason I know it's not is, how old's the shirt, Bill? Right. When Nike owned the Hurley Clothing Company, and Bill makes a practice of never wearing a Nike product. So I know it can't be that. I did get an email. I did get an email from Ian. Listener Ian, saying, when I first saw Hurley shirts, I questioned the name but didn't give a deep dive into it, except to see there was a lot about them. When growing up in Wisconsin, maybe you know something about this, Rob, in the 50s and 60s, there was a town named Hurley in far northern Wisconsin that was a famous red light town that, and I won't finish the sentence, and I'll leave it there. I'll just leave it there. Bill is promoting red light town in Wisconsin. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. We got to the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
Red light district in northeast Wisconsin.
That was known for log rolling.
Yes. I have that in my email, too. I've got all of that.
Okay.
Yes. All right. You called about none of that, though, did you?
Well, no, but this is what's so fun about your show, Seth. I mean, we can, diverge. And
culture and politics, yeah.
Absolutely. But what was interesting, and I guess maybe the purpose of my call had to do a lot with today being Constitution Day.
Yeah, right.
Might be a good way to sort of reflect on the differences with how things turned out between the U.S. Constitution and America and the Revolution.
Right.
And the French Revolution. And I think a lot of it, and this really becomes really valid because I think it ultimately boils down to, on the left, the utopian side. And Utopia was, I think, the Thomas More satire book, if I recall. The belief in utopian schemes, and I think the left is still guilty of this to this day, they believe the opposite of what the American Revolution was about, which had to do with natural rights, that had to do with, the classic, philosophers, Aristotle, the Bible, beliefs in the laws of nature and nature's God.
Yes.
And then,
human nature. Human nature.
Yeah. Yeah, and then rather than, the French Revolution, they didn't go from legitimacy of the natural rights of man. They ended up on the opposite side, where they drew their inspiration from the philosophers of, the Renaissance and the Enlightenment.
Yep.
And, of course, that has to do with Marx and Hegel.
You bet.
And I have more, but,
No, you can give me more. You want to hold on? All right, yeah.
Sure.
You can give me more.
Sure.
We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Seth. It's Constitution Day. What better thing to talk about? Not Bill's sartorial imperfections. No, not the sartorial imperfections of my producer, Conrad. We didn't do the Conrad audio yet either. We'll do all of it. We'll be right back.
Are you okay with this hinge?
Yeah.
Because I can get you any kind you want. 4 holes, 2 holes, bronze, no hinge at all.
Why don't we just go with the one in your hand?
Well, these are different.
Drop one. Left.